yeah, running amok, I think, is a good way to describe it. There wasn't a lot of professionalism. And it's almost like when the dot-com bubble happened, very uneducated individuals also had tons of money. It's an interesting time, particularly in the U.S. It's the largest economy by far. And if you study the global economics of the 90s, the economy was basically doubling every 2.5 years, every 3 years. It's kind of wild, the expansion back then. And it's definitely, you know, it's happening kind of again, but not to the same extent. Dot-com bubble was wild, the internet. But anyways, the reason I'm talking about this is because I've come to understand over 36 years, I know you said I'm young, but 36 years of studying myself, others in the world, and paying really close attention, self-belief and self-worth are the two most important things. Self-belief, and they're both known as self-efficacy, if you study the psychology of this. So self-efficacy, you can look this up. Self-efficacy externally is what I would call self-belief. That's something that I had a lot of. I felt like I could achieve externally within reason pretty much whatever I wanted.
How old were you when you were thinking that?
So this is, a lot of this is reflecting in hindsight, but I always wondered to myself. So some people are what you